promotional consideration brought to you by...
I'm a square bear. My name's emotionally crippled bear. My tummy's got medication on it to numb the pain. Oh no. Oh, I'm so sad. Why didn't nobody hug me? Oh, to tune in next season, kiddies. Bye.
Hello, thank you for calling Boat Fight.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Snaps.
What's going on? Did you enjoy your vacation?
Vacation was pretty good, but now I'm back to the phones.
Dayton, Ohio, I hear. That's a class location for a vacation.
It was pretty good, except Colby's back was so sweaty.
How sweaty was it?
Too sweaty.
It's supposed to be kind of a joke.
I don't have any jokes, Snaps.
Just telling me how it was.
Listen, I'm gonna pass you off here to... I don't even know who's in the office.
To you?
To tell the truth. I'm not in there.
Where are you? Are you on site?
Maybe.
You're like at your... You call forward at the boat line thing and you're like at your house, aren't you?
Hey, is anybody in the studio?
What?
Eric, Colby.
What? I'm telling a story.
Yo, Snaps is on the phone, man.
So anyway, I'm sitting with that guy, Craig, and he's like, more like butt fight. And I was like, bro, you want to fight?
Bud fight?
He said that?
He said that to me.
Craig did?
To my face.
Craig is a saint.
Craig is
what?
I know Craig. He's great.
Apparently he's a sadist because I beat his ass.
Did he, like, get an erection?
I did.
All right, Snap, so I'm going to just put you on here. Bye.
So anyway, I might be going to jail.
Oh, yeah? Hey, I'm in here now.
Can you,
I've got the line!
Does Bo Fight have any, like, lawyers on retainer?
Like a legal defense fund?
That's the idea.
Well, we spent all that money on booze. Booze!
I guess we're gonna have to start a charity to keep me out of prison.
I guess you gotta fight your own battles, in as much as, you know, don't fight battles and go to jail.
You know what? He was right. This is a butt fight. Screw you guys. Gonna go make some money.
Nicely done, Snaps. He has no idea that there is a boat fight defense fund. And we don't have to waste it on him now.
Yeah, we're the only ones here. It's weird.
I agree. Well, what do you want to do?
Good news, guys.
Oh, he's back. Never mind.
Won the lottery. Went to court. Got acquitted. I'm a free man.
Wait, the glove didn't fit it?
Nope. Stopped taking my medication for my... God damn it, not Alzheimer's.
Lumbago?
My arthritis.
Look, this is all well and good, but what's going on with the episode? Usually I deal with Chris. He's on the ball.
I don't know. But all the money's gone thanks to my defense fund. Thanks for nothing, guys.
How did he find out about it? Well, as the inventor of Segway once said, that was an awesome segue.
Thanks for complimenting the segue I just
Stay
bought.
Out of my intros! Next up, we have After the Money's Gone, with Biblical Moses Abortion.
Oh, here comes a cliff! Oh! That's how he died. The guy who invented Segways.
Yeah.
Hi. I'm Abraham Lincoln Bear, and I'm about abolishing slavery of bears and bear kind. A house divided is not one I want to be a part of. 47 bears ago, we founded this country for Saturday morning cartoons for you and me. So join us at 7 a.m. with a bowl of cereal. Hope to see you there, Abraham Lincoln Bear. Goodbye.
Hello, welcome back to PH1's After the Money is Gone. I'm here again with Biblical Moses Abortion.
Yes, thank you.
No thank you for having us, but thank you.
On brand.
Oh. It's very kind. It's what I expect, yes. Yes, let us introduce you all. for the listeners who may have not heard it, or, you know, perhaps just a refresher.
Or didn't like and skipped it.
Yes, as did I. That was Ulfric Stormcloak speaking.
Yes, my name was stolen and used in a popular Bethesda video game. Thanks a lot, Todd Howard. That one's for the video game fans.
Fucking nerds. But we love them.
And that is and that is Heinrich.
Oh, that's correct. He got my name right.
Heinrich rebrands every few years, so this is the current incarnation. He's like Prince or David Bowie, only less talented.
It is a good thing I write all this down. And no, we also have Uli and the Chef, but nobody cares.
Bork?
So, gentlemen, welcome. What have you been up to recently?
Well, we have recorded a Christmas album. We're getting it ready for the holiday season.
No one asked for it, and that's why we made it. Sort of a gift to the Magi.
Yes.
Will it be out in time for the holiday season?
Oh, Henry, you better believe it.
I believe my name is Host.
I believe it is also. I am a fan.
Have you heard your episode?
Oh, yes, it's quite good.
Frankly speaking, I mean, we had a lot of problems back then.
Back in those days, it was a bit of a lover's lament.
Oh, there's another wonderful show that you should call.
Again, we're all about being on brand now. You see, we've sold out.
We also built this city on rock and roll. That's how much we have sold out.
So it's not death metal.
I mean, well, he's right. It is, but it is also Christmas.
What's it called?
It's called Candy Canal.
We wanted to combine
Christmas. Candy Canal Cunt.
We wanted to combine all of the carnal desires that you feel during Christmas. And you're safe in hearth and home, but you just want to fuck.
We have Ultimate Mistletoe. It is twice as big, but instead you fuck under it.
We also have Present Your Genitals.
We also have options for other religious faiths. There's the bottle of lube that lasts 12 nights, even though there's only enough for one. For the all the Hanukkah fans out there.
But how does it last 12 then?
That's the miracle.
Oh.
Truth is, you know, we just say, bite the pillow, we're going in dry.
You shouldn't tell them the miracle.
It's a miracle. We came.
Originally, that is what he wanted to call the album, but I thought Candy Canal Cunt would be easier to market.
Now, Heinrich, do you normally have a problem with that?
When lube's involved, yeah, it's too slippery. And I slip, I fall, and I fall on my little tushy.
He is very into dry and hard surfaces. We have been kicked out of many Home Depots for him trying to fuck rolls of sandpaper.
I'm banned from the state of Arizona because I just kept sticking my dick in cracks in the mud.
And I am banned from the state of New Mexico for throwing pizzas on the roof of the Breaking Bad house.
I see.
Yes. We also had to part ways with our fifth band member, Heisenberg.
Who we have never mentioned until now.
He just felt at home there, and to this day he lives in that house.
And what did he play?
Xylophone, like a skeletal xylophone.
He was half skeleton. From the waist down, he was flesh, but from the waist up to the top or the bottom of the head, he was skeleton.
Which brings me to our next song, All Ye Faithful, Calm.
That is one that we do. We do a lot of holiday standards. We do Baby It's Cold Outside because it's creepy and kind of rapey.
Would you like to give me a sample?
Do you want
to
do a little?
It's literally just the lyrics. Like, listen to the song. He's like, Baby, it's cold outside.
No, and I've heard the song. I was wondering she's like, if maybe you'd want to sing.
I don't remember the words. We did this in a cocaine haze.
Okay, here we go. Let me take your hands. Ooh, they're just like ice.
Wait, are you doing the Baby It's Cold Outside, or are you doing
Beautiful.
The...
Beautiful.
What's your worry?
You didn't answer my question.
Listen to the fireplace. You see, but I'm on brand. I'm not listening because I don't need consent.
Because I am not a full person in his mind.
Not endorsed by Boat Fight.
He's not a real person. He is just
get out of here.
For me to fuck.
Say, what's in this drink? That's a real lyric.
Get over that old doubt. And then it just kind of goes on like that.
It's a 14-minute song.
It's kind of our who's on first. But who comes first, you know?
And the answer is just the man, because he's using the woman as an object, as a horrible monster person.
The female G-spot is a myth, and I am glad I have this platform to talk about. What's a myth?
But the male G-spot is not.
Oh, very real. Check this out. Uli, give me your drumstick.
Don't do it, Uli.
No, that's an O.
Oh.
It's not good.
There have been some tensions in the band.
This is not what the studio is all about.
There have been some cruel intentions, too.
See, it's always about sex with him. I miss the days when it was about Satanism, which was my ballywick, if you will.
I haven't gotten away from Satan. I still love our life.
You rebranded your Heinrich now. You drive a Fiat. From what I understand, they are the Shiat. None of this screams of Satan, who is our lord and master.
Well, I like to do the demonic makeup. I go to county fairs, and I find children, and I make them look like Cenobites.
What is a Cenobite?
Cenobites are from the Hellraiser franchise. Oh. Pain is pleasure.
I've never seen it.
Ooh. Try putting a fish hook through the fat of your back, and then you'll get it. You'll get it good.
Or you could just watch the movies. It's also an option.
Also, no.
The later ones are equally painful.
These movies don't sound good.
Well, no, you need to watch Hellraiser Inferno. It has a very young Adam Scott in it. It's excellent.
Him I like.
That was on the Christmas album. Burn, baby, burn. Hellraiser Inferno.
That was my favorite. We're also marketing an advent calendar.
Every single day in the month of December is a different body part from an ancient deceased saint that we have desecrated the gravesite of.
80% of it are like finger bones because they're the smallest and easiest.
Yes, it's an advent. Like, there's one really big space and that's a skull.
So how many people have these? It's really just you, then.
They're being produced through Etsy. You should, heard of Etsy?
Frankly, you should look into Catholicism. There are a lot of saints. If you went to the fridge and you were like, we're out of beer. Oh, wait, there's a couple more beers. That qualifies you to be a saint.
Okay, so but that's my point. I bought one of your calendars. Basically, I would get my own saint.
You're getting a lot.
Once you put it together, it's pretty impressive. Yeah, you're going to want some modeling glue.
I can't guarantee that you're going to get bones from the same person. And sometimes it's artifacts like a cup they had. But for the most part,
spear
it's bones.
Spear of destiny, you know, that sort of
one
thing.
One lucky person will get the spear that pierced your Lord, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Don't ask me what I had to do to get that.
What did you have to do to get
I
that?
I just told you not to do
I
that.
I have to know.
I can't tell you.
I'm sorry, I can't go on with this interview.
Goodbye.
I guess it's over.
Well, thank you everyone for joining PH1's After the Money's Gone.
I'm going to be working next week.
Biblical Moses abortion.
I'll be doing stand-up sets over at the Drunken Crow.
Hey, get the fuck out of the studio.
5 minutes is all I need.
Hey, everybody! I'm Slide Whistle Bear!
With no slide whistle.
What? Does anybody see my slide whistle?
Try it again.
Next up, Interview Armada, I guess.
Wait,
shit.
I don't think we were supposed to be doing Interview Armada, were we?
Did you line up a guest?
We don't need guests.
I thought we stopped doing that altogether.
Did Couchfire line somebody up?
Did somebody say my name?
Couchfire, did you line up a guest for Interview? We don't have a guest. Interview Armada?
Colby.
No, I don't do that.
Colby, say her name two more times so she'll appear.
Couchfire. Couchfire. Couchfire.
Shut the fuck up in there!
Now she's mad at me. What the fuck?
Sucker.
God damn it.
Fuck you.
Fuck me. Yeah, okay.
Gotcha.
So yeah, we don't have any guests, right? We can't do Interview Armada.
Knock, knock.
Hello?
Knock, knock. Creaky door.
Who's behind that creaky door?
It's me, Father. Don't you recognize me?
Oh my god, little child. Who are you calling Father?
You, sir. With the mustache.
No.
No, Chris, it's gotta be. He's got a tiny little mustache, too.
I noticed that, actually.
Look at me, Father.
I do not have
any
children.
Look upon me.
I'm looking right at you, and you're not mine.
No. You're my papa.
I'm not your papa.
Little boy.
I promise.
What is your name, little boy? My name is Christabel Jr.
Oh, is Steve? Well, my name's not Christabel, so you can't be
a junior. It is now, bitch. That's what you think. How old are you, Christabel? Check the records.
I have. My birth certificate says Christopher.
Well, it's been doctored.
Great. You doctored me, Christabel?
I'm 11 years old.
Okay.
Awfully tiny for an 11-year-old. I have progeria.
Oh, no.
My bones.
We've talked about this.
Have we?
Yeah.
I've never met you before. I don't know.
You don't listen to the show?
No.
What the fuck are you doing here?
I'm looking for you, Father.
I don't have any kids.
You're my only surviving kin.
Plus, I didn't even live here 11 years ago.
No, hold on. Who was the... What happened to your mother? She got the scarlet fever.
Oh, no.
After she got the scarlet letter, she fucked around, you see.
Where'd you live where the scarlet fever kills people?
Oh, old times. I don't know. I'm a child.
I'm confused. Well, you can't be mine, because 11 years ago, I was in my own dimension.
What are you talking about?
I'm not from here.
I'm disregarding that.
You're
my father.
Chris, this is valid.
Chris Prime was obliterated by a meteor. It doesn't matter. Look at this picture. That's him.
Whoa, that's,
that
shit.
Might be him. Right. That ain't
they
me.
Might be giants.
Ah, I don't like them.
I don't either.
That's good.
Istanbul, not Constantinople. Yeah, that kind of bullshit.
That's like all they got, though.
Really
right?
Stupid. Well, they got the Triangle Man song that was on Tiny Toons, which I've seen as a kid.
I think I might have seen them live. I was really drunk.
Wait, when were you... I know you're 11 years old, but when were you born? It's reruns. Okay.
Okay, so...
Just because a show... It's the age of streaming. Just because a show isn't on the air doesn't mean you can't watch it.
So, little boy, can we, like, pay for an Uber for you or something somewhere?
Stop trying to send this little boy away.
What the fuck are you gonna do? I'm not his father. I'm not doing nothing with him.
The court might have something to say about that.
I'm not from here, motherfucker. He ain't my kid.
You got a birth certificate, don't you? Yeah, it's right here. Speak up, Christabel.
I don't.
Here it is. Christabel Jr. with a picture of you.
Not me.
You are the father.
I'm not the father.
Oh, shit!
I'll pay for the DNA test. I'm telling you.
I took a 21 in me. They don't count them all. It's a discount.
They don't tell you who your specific father is.
Yes, they do. In the 21 they could in if me. You're in the record. Have you handled a penny in the last 11 years? You're in the system.
Not in this dimension. I've been dealing only with, like, credit cards under Snap's name.
Your fucking email, or email, your DNA matches. Your email matches too now.
Not necessarily. I'm from a different dimension.
What is your email address?
Ooh, yeah, I'm not telling you.
Further confirm.
I'm not telling you.
You have to tell me. If you also, if you're a cop, you have to tell me. Is it Christabel.butts?
Yeah, that's it, Colby. You got it.
Oh my god, that's my email. You're my papa.
So what do you mean? Wait a minute, what?
It matches. You must be my father. Wait a minute. What's your LinkedIn account, Christabel? Oh, it's Christabel Does Biz. Chris, come on. All the signs are there. The mustache, the LinkedIn account, email.
We're going to get a DNA test.
All right, to the DNA center.
Let's do it.
Ning, 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 ning.
Hi, doctor, we need a DNA test.
Hold on, we haven't come through the door. It's okay, weird that you talk the doors. It's a chunky door you got there.
Hey, doctor, we need a DNA test.
What's this?
Oh, I don't trust him. We gotta go somewhere else, guys.
Yeah, give me your DNA.
Nope, back out
give
the door.
Give it to me. No. Come
why
back
is
here.
He pointing to his mouth?
My squeaky door. Their squeaky car.
I don't hear him. He's gone.
Do you want to just go back to the studio so I can establish some of the things I wanted to talk about?
Yeah, let's do that.
You do have an agenda there, I see. I'm surprised you don't remember me. I remember you.
I don't know what
and you're
talking
And you sent
about.
Me away. You sent me to the school.
You mean to tell me you look in this kid's face? You carried him in your fucking arms.
Man, Chris One was a dick.
I lived he under your you stairs. Away? They sent a bunch of letters through the chimney.
Are you Harry Potter?
No.
But I did go to Hogwarts.
What?
I was a Hufflepuff.
Oh, fuck, Chris. Come on.
Your seed spawned a Hufflepuff.
Progeny. I'm not ashamed of that.
You should be. Have you seen them? Hey, nobody man. Has. They don't care.
Have you seen their house too. Symbol? I don't even know what it is. It's a cloud or something, right?
I'd be more ashamed if
it's two skeletons fucking.
Is that's it. That's exactly it.
No, is it, though?
Look, what it's is not
the
symbol?
What is the house symbol for Hufflepuff?
They had to sanitize it for the books and movies.
What do you mean by the house symbol?
They all have house symbols, don't they? Like, isn't it like
Gryffindor was a lion, Slytherin was a snake, Ravenclaw predictably was a raven, and then Hufflepuff was two skeletons fucking.
Yeah, don't you remember?
I don't like Harry Potter.
Dude, how do you forget two skeletons fucking?
I never remembered it in the first place,
that's
obviously.
Fair.
They had to sanitize it for the books and the movies.
You're a pretty high reading level for an 11-year-old, I guess. I don't know.
Not really.
Yeah, I don't know.
The first book's meant for kind of my age range.
Well, I don't know. I guess if Chris could read it.
Nice.
Hey, don't you put a weird slam on my daddy.
And welcome to the jam.
You are not my son.
I promise you I am. You sent me away to the wizard school.
You know what? This calls for a family movie night. Working. Let's watch Space Jam.
See, Colby will adopt you.
No, I won't.
I don't want that.
I don't want that either.
He's a hideous monster man.
Where's Eric? Eric, adopt this kid.
You guys left and you went to that fucking, like, DNA place. I've been sitting here. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
No, with his luck, Thaddeus would be there trying to get his DNA.
Yeah, he's been trying for years now.
That's true. So, what's up, child?
I miss you so much, Papa.
I'm not.
I want you to take me out to the mall. What? I want to go to Aeropostale.
Why?
I want to eat chicken filet.
These are all dreams of a ute, Chris. A ute, I tell you.
Can we go to a Suncoast video?
They still make those?
I don't think so. Not
oh, no. I think I've been at Hogwarts ever so long.
I think there's one in, like, California.
The Suncoast. Oh, my God, that'd be great.
You didn't
they
come
were
home
much
for, like,
better than FYE.
You didn't go home for, like, holidays and stuff?
No.
He just ignored you?
I was like Harry Potter, where they just left me there for Christmas. Instead of an owl, I have a diseased pigeon.
Well, Chris never mentioned you either, so...
Pigeons weren't on the approved list. It was only owls, toads, and cats, right?
Look, or
and rats. And rats, yeah.
Rats, I know that.
I know, yeah.
You know that, but not the houses.
I know Rudy Randy had one, the redhead. This is his name,
Rudy
right?
Randy.
This isn't his name?
Yeah.
What?
And he ate birdie butts beans?
Yeah.
You would eat some butts beans. Look at that shit all over your face, you fucking cuck.
I like my beard, okay? My wife likes my beard. Yeah, you could take a shot at me, but...
I just did. Quite successfully, I might add.
But, yeah, my beard
Yo,
likes
kid,
me.
Yo, kid, you're good.
Yeah, you know.
This is your fucking kid, bro.
He's not my kid, but I like him.
I skipped Defense Against the Dark Arts to take roasting.
Oh, man. You are fucking right after my own heart, I tell you.
I called the potions master the Snapist.
Serial Snapist?
Yes. Adult. Statutory Snape.
Oh.
Fuck him. Ha ha.
What's the deal with Gringotts Bank? Why do they have tiny...
Look, I'm not saying it's a perfect universe. A lot of it is racially charged.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why
they're... Yeah, the goblins are like her Jew equivalent, so they run the banks.
And it exists,
it's
so...
literally what... why.
Maybe that came from the goblins originally. I don't know. It's real. All real.
Color me shocked. Well, little Christabel, can you do some magic for us?
Well, certainly. Look at me turn my fingers into snakes.
Why did you do that?
Just, you're fucking around, you know. They don't tell you
that's
that.
Advanced, though.
They don't tell you that before you get there.
I gotta change my pants.
What is that called? Is it like transmogrifying or like transmogrifying?
It's called snake
finger?
Hands.
Yeah, I don't think you're right.
Did you ever read the books? Like, are you...
Yes.
Look, the book's really conflated. It's pretty simple stuff. It's like a high school.
Can you give me hot dog fingers?
Did you do a lot of snogging?
You already have them, you gross monster person.
Oh. Mm. Did you do a lot of snogging?
Yes. At least with the British girls. I have this voice, but I'm all American, you see.
I thought they didn't let Americans into Hogwarts.
But again, there's a lot of misconstrued facts
Racist.
In the books.
Yeah.
Most of the... I'll be honest,
we
most...
We all just stopped.
Shut up.
Everybody shut up.
Yeah.
Listen to what he has to say.
No.
Most of magic, frankly, is just dicking around.
Elaborate.
Like, you don't really learn a lot of spells that are very useful in life. It's mostly turning your fingers into snakes to be like, isn't this fucked up?
Dude, Wingardium Leviosa, Accio, those are fucking both.
Yeah, a bunch of made up nonsense.
That's what they taught us in the
book. You just think it in your mind and you cast the spell.
What does Jake Rowling think?
It's pronounced J.K. Rowling.
That's what I said, Jake Rowling.
That's different than what he said before.
He's all over the place.
Yeah.
What?
Next you're gonna say Quidditch is bullshit?
No, that's real. It's just as boring as the books would have you believe.
I mean, yeah. But I'm just glad it's real. Because
it's sports!
Yeah, wizards wouldn't do sports. They're a bunch of fucking nerds.
I'm going to turn Colby's feet into a hot Wendy's chili.
Ooh. That's leftover hamburgers. Awesome.
It is.
Do more with less, I always say. Nom, nom, nom.
Are you eating your feet?
I'm dipping my hot dog fingers in my feet chili and eating it up.
Yum, too yum. Bad they were full of Dave Thomas's pubes. No. Nom, nom, nom.
That's messed up, dude.
Didn't stop. That's honestly, most magic is evil or at least fucked up.
Just look at Jimby.
I don't like him.
Oh, we know those guys. They're pretty shitty.
All right, so can we turn my feet back, or?
No, I don't know that spell. No.
Well, how come you got your fingers back? Or are they still snakes?
No, they're their fingers again.
Oh, okay. So do that.
Hey.
Wait, no, don't do that.
Papa, can you come over here for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
I was lying.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Like too bad about your feet.
Yeah. Guess I'll never walk again. Too bad. Good especially thing. When Red Dead Redemption 2 came out.
Especially when your legs are Twizzlers.
I really...
Whoa, that's weird.
You know Twizzlers my relationship with chili? Twizzlers?
And now they're your legs. It's a new relationship.
It's sad.
Wait, have you met this child?
I don't know your relationship with anything.
This is my grandma used to give them to me. Like every month she'd give me like a 5-pound bag.
Well, now you've got a 25-pound bag of leg Twizzlers.
How big do you think... Well, how small do you think my ham legs are?
Hand legs?
Ham legs.
Oh, look, I don't know how much a leg weighs. It was a guesstimate.
See, my legs are like the size of your torso. You're an 11-year-old.
How much do you think 11-year-olds weigh?
You're a small 11-year-old.
65 pounds.
That's probably fair.
Yeah. I've been reading a lot about the West Memphis 3. Found out all about 11-year-olds dying. It's fucked up.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I don't think I want him.
Oh, no, dude. It's fascinating. You love it.
What was your name again, kid?
Christabel Jr.
I don't like it.
He's your kid.
And now I want Twizzlers to live with you.
I don't like any of
them. They kicked me out of Hogwarts for chili legging.
I mean, that's not going to happen. You want to live here at the studio?
Yes.
Okay, you can do that. You're just not coming home with me.
But you're my father.
No, I'm not.
You live under the stairs now.
Listen,
I've been here.
I've lived here like 3 months.
You live under the porch now. Be careful.
Nah, man. We got a bedroom. We got a fucking office in the back that we're not using. I'll turn it into a bedroom. You'll get a bed. You'll get a desk, a TV, all that shit.
This is an upgrade.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we'll the portrait ghosts will stop trying to fuck me.
Oh, man. They try to fuck you?
One of them is really hard.
That's no good.
There's one guy called Nearly Getting Hit Nick. And he looks at me real weird.
Oh, man. If you weren't a child, I would respond to that with a joke, but I'm not going to.
I am a child. Please don't laugh at my plight.
I won't.
Looking at you, hot dog legs.
All right, I was going to have it on my torso next.
I thought he had hot dog fingers and Twizzler legs.
Look again.
It's a crock pot. Oh, boy.
Now it's a crock pot?
And now you can only hear songs that are sung by Jefferson Starship.
Ooh.
I'm okay with this.
That's Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
You know one. You were singing it earlier.
And she saw my face. I'm a believer. What's up?
No. You'll be finding yourself building a lot of cities on rock and roll.
Oh. I didn't sing that.
Oh. Did he do it?
That was Eric.
I thought it was you.
What's going on?
Are you still here?
I guess.
We built them titties.
I'm gonna go.
Bye.
Can I come?
Blow.
Can you? You can. Look at me. I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
You're a little boy.
I gotta set you up a bedroom before I can leave. All right. Was this what you wanted?
Not especially. I wanted us to live happily ever after as father and son.
I'll be happy you're not in my house.
Did we even crack into that agenda you brought with you?
I thought this was it.
I've got a 12-point plan. It had nothing to do with this, but this is good enough.
Ah, oh, man, but I love PowerPoint.
Well, he'll be here. Dude, he's going to live here. He can be on every episode if he wants.
Yes, every episode from now on.
Four more years.
I can't wait to be on Lover's Lament coming up next.
Lock her up. No, you're going to be setting up your room.
Hey, call me. How about you stop doing that? That's upsetting.
I was just ignoring him. I didn't hear what he said.
It's not good.
Not good? Great. So I'm going to have to edit that out?
No, just leave it in.
All right.
He nodded.
He's all right with it.
Yeah, guys, don't worry. It's all right. With me.
Oof, I heard that one.
And now your penis is a jackhammer, but it's 1 inch long.
What else is new? Ah, cha cha cha. Good evening, folks.
I didn't do a spin.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Grandma Bear. And I'm here to tell you.
How do you miss Kelsey Graham Bear?
God damn it.
Take it again.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Graham Bear. And I'm here to tell you this tossed salad and scrambled eggs are delicious. Good morning, it's Saturday. Happy cartoon time, kiddies. Baby, I hear the blues are calling. Saturday morning, kids. Love you.
And finally, loving some mints. Wait, this is... Who wrote this? Eric, did you write this? This handwriting's terrible. Lover's Lament. That makes so much more sense.
Hello, and welcome back to Lover's Lament with Flo and the Cheeseburglar.
Yeah.
A safe space to share your stories of lost or unrequited love.
But not our cheeseburgers.
That's right, Cheeseburglar.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we've shared this studio together.
Yeah, we've been doing other things.
It's been fun times.
Did we finish the phrase?
What phrase?
You didn't do Let the Love Flow Forth.
Oh. I don't know.
Good enough, I guess.
You I'm rusty.
Yeah.
I mean, let the love flow forth.
And burgle your heart.
There you go. Well, Cheeseburger, this week we got a little something different in store.
Different, you say?
That's right. Instead of a caller, we have actually someone live in studio.
This is unprecedented.
It is. Especially when we have no cameras. We don't need them here.
Yeah, that's a good point. Could have Skyped in.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, sir, so what is your name?
I am Ronald K. Johnson.
Ronald?
Yes, I'm the world's, well, I should say the state's foremost expert in old world aphrodisiacs.
Look, I got a real problem with a guy named Ronald, so I'm already off guard.
On guard?
Whatever.
Fair. I'm interested in old world, you say?
Yes.
Not chemicals?
No, well, in a sense. I mean, we've developed certain pills from them, but that goes into Pfizer, and that's a different contract altogether. We're talking about old world revenue.
Do you know Martin Shkreli?
No, I was yachting with him last week.
Oh, I don't like this guy.
I don't even know who that is.
That's that guy who jacked up the prices on all the medications and bought that... He bought the one Wu-Tang album.
He's a real douche, but that album is straight fire.
How do you know?
He played it for me.
Wow. You piece of shit. I love Wu-Tang.
Do you have a story of lost or unrequited love?
No, I'm here to tell you about old world aphrodisiacs.
Why?
Because when you get to be my age, it becomes harder to...
How exactly old is that?
76. It becomes difficult to...
I would have said 96.
I would have said this has nothing to do with my show, honey. The fuck are you doing here?
This is advice for folks out there listening who might be able
to... We give the advice, asshole!
Are you looking to buy a spot on our show, perhaps a commercial, selling your product?
Sure.
Okay, now we're talking, honey.
Old world aphrodisiacs.
No, this isn't it. But first we gotta deal with contract negotiations. We gotta set you up with Chris up in the booth. He does everything here.
It's true. That one guy, Eric, he doesn't even come in most days. He's a real piece of shit.
It's true.
I hate him. I hope he dies.
So here, give this a whiff. Let's just pass it around.
You're still doing it!
Cheeseburger, you gotta smell this for me, honey. I got some problems.
My nose is all stuffed up. I have allergies.
You'll have to describe it to us, honey.
Well, this is really horny goat weed.
So...
What makes it hornier?
It's higher up on the mountain. Most people got to the base of it, found the horny goat weed, but if you go a little bit further, you find this tiny sprig. Crush it up
in
the
powder. This is like at the tip, it's more sensitive.
It is true. I went to Colorado and I was so high up, my dick would never not be hard.
But a little dab of this.
But maybe that's me.
Here's this pond scum. A natural lubricant.
Ew.
Smear it on your dick and balls and go to town.
No, honey. I'm not doing that. I mean, I'm into some freaky shit.
Now, if you're not into snorting things, you can also achieve an erection with a stick. You'll take a stick and bind it with a little bit of twine.
So it's like an oosik from a walrus's penis.
Yeah.
It's the bone that's in the dick.
Oh, which brings
Didn't you see Tusk?
It brings me to my next bit. The oosik. Grind this up.
That sounds made up. I feel like you're just playing off of what I said.
And pour it into a little bit of tea, and before long you'll be fucking like a machine.
Like Donatello? He does machines.
Speaking of turtles...
Oh, I don't know.
Uh-oh.
We have a compound made out of the finest baby turtle meat.
Oh, honey.
Much like oysters, a few of these...
Oysters. Do you need the vagina to have oyster? By which I mean moisture.
Oh, it's the moisture oyster. The baby turtle, that is.
I was really just trying to mock you. Don't turn it into a good thing.
No, it's a tagline.
God damn it.
You gotta be on brand with Ronald products.
All right, honey. None of this is making me horny.
Well, you haven't tried it yet.
And it's pretty easy to get me going. I mean, just ask Cheeseburger.
Yeah, I could just say the word like...
Well, Flo...
Chevrolet.
Honey.
Imagine fucking me. Okay, now... now you see the use of my products.
It's to get you laid.
More or less in people of my age.
Does it work?
Well, I'll tell you what does work. This. A AAA battery.
What?
You put it inside of a vibrator.
Is that for you or them?
It's for them. The female G-spot is real.
We had a guest earlier. I was listening in, and they said it wasn't.
No, that's the male G-spot. It doesn't work at all.
Wait, let me check. No, it's working.
Wait, let me try that.
Get out of there. Get away from me.
I didn't like that.
Oh! Oh! What have I been doing with all my life? These products are lies! I could have been doing this the entire time, goddammit!
Hey, shh! You still want to make money, man. What's
the point? The male G-spot is the most...
So this means you're not running a commercial, honey?
Sensual and palatable method of getting an erection and achieving ejaculate. What have I been doing? Just look at this boner! Look at it!
So, Cheeseburger... How you feeling about this?
Look!
Not good.
Me neither.
I put a little hat on it. I call him Little Ronald.
Yeah, real creative.
Now I got two Ronalds in studio.
This one also has a red tip.
Oh. All right, so, I think that was pretty interesting.
Was it?
I mean, it was interesting.
Some might say horrifying.
Go into the streets, tell them... You want your prostate stimulated. Tell them.
Go ahead, brother.
I'm mad as hell. And I'm not
going to take it.
I meant like go into the streets and tell them.
Yeah, away from us.
Yeah, the door's behind
you. Let me retake that. I'm horny as hell. And I am going to take it some more.
Yeah, thanks for tagging up. I thought I could cue you into it.
All right, well, I guess thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
You were entertaining. I'll say that much. Well, Cheeseburger, you're a hard sell. What do you want?
Yeah, you know.
He is hard.
I've seen it all.
I thought you left.
Nope.
Get out.
Give me back my really horny go weed.
I didn't take it. This is just me.
No. There's no way you could have achieved a boner of that stature.
Therefore,
the G-spot, sorry.
Our forces can't repel a boner of that magnitude.
Sword fight!
Cheeseburger, throw him out right now.
We're sword fighting.
No, we're not. You're just slapping your hands around.
That's what's happening. You get him out of here or what?
Yeah. Oh, God. Ooh, that was a good one. Oh, my prostate. Ooh, ahooga.
He likes it too much.
All right. Do we have any emails in the coffer? Why don't you just stay here? We'll let you add some color commentary, all right? Because you ain't leaving anyway.
This is the worst episode we've ever done.
I mean, it was not great, no.
Little Robin's
I hope
nodding.
The email segment can save it.
Oh, I don't think it will.
Why don't you create us a poem about your prostate? And we'll go out that way. Because, I mean, we gotta salvage this episode somehow, gentlemen.
I was walking down the street just the other day.
Not you, his
and
prostate.
I heard that dude's prostate up and say.
What did it say?
Roses are red.
Kinda trite.
My prostate is great.
You don't rhyme in the first one, it's couplets. That's not... It's all over the place. What are you doing? It's alternating rhymes.
This
You're not doing couplets.
Rose this is another red. Familiar argument.
My prostate is great. Spread it out.
That doesn't rhyme with anything.
And shake, shake, shake.
None of those rhymed with anything. Not a one. Not a single part.
I mean, to be fair, I only asked him for a poem.
Cool,
he wrote
brother.
His own thing.
Cool, brother, yeah.
All right, well, I've got a poem for you. Roses are red. Your pubic hair is gray. You got a stupid-looking head. Go the fuck away.
Hey.
I liked it. He likes the insult. It's like,
slam poetry.
An alternate rhyme would have been Andrew Dice Clay.
Hey.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'll see myself out.
But seriously, though, do get the fuck out of here. Thank Christ.
What happened? This show went to...
This is why we don't do in studio.
I was trying to try something different, alright? I'm sorry.
I mean, I like your instincts, but this one didn't pan out.
I suppose. I was hoping at least an email would get it back, but that didn't work.
Yeah, people aren't sending emails to burgleandflow@gmail.com. That's right. burgleandflo@gmail.com.
That was a beautiful song.
You know, I'll workshop it. Next time it'll be better.
Okay. Alright, well, thanks for listening to Love is Immense. Start flowing the cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I mean, let the love flow through you.
And I mean, let it burgle your heart.
And into our inboxes.
Please, seriously. For Christ's sake.
I'm Abraham Lincoln. And a house divided is not one I want to be a part of. This Saturday morning, I hope you will help me abolish boredom with fun cartoon times on the Square Bears. 47 bears ago, we enjoyed a bowl of cereal, all the marshmallows. I hope to see you there.
Six Semper Tyrannus! I'm John Wilkes Bear.
Oh, shit! Oh! Marie... What was my wife's name? I can't remember. My skull is all over
shit
the goddamn
dark.
Place.
Thank you for listening to Boat Fight, starring Chris Martinez, Eric Brown, and Colby Yoakum. Subscribe to us on iTunes and SoundCloud, but don't forget to rate and review. You'll be one of the first. And be sure to follow us on Facebook, and me personally at Boat Fight Chris on Twitter and Instagram. Boat Fight is a proud member of the Asheville Society of Podcasters and a partner of Fudge Times and Appalachian Pie. If you're a creative type of any kind, check out the Terra Firma Artist Union on Facebook. They're a great group of people who are actually interested in supporting and collaborating with other content creators. And don't forget that BoatFight.com is coming soon.
You've never been in a boat fight, have you?
I'm zip-zapping. Zip-zapping over here.
Eggs.
And I'm Kelsey Grammer. I sound nothing like that, for God's sakes!
Oh, you're so much taller than me. I'm a Care Bear. No, I'm not. I'm a Square Bear. Whoops.
All right, so...
Come on!
We can't put subtitles on a podcast.
Who?
That just shut down half of what we wanted to do.
All right, guys, get on the boat. It's time to fight.
I didn't even know her.
Listen to me. Listen.
Liquor.
Focus. Focus, Colby.
It was like 5 minutes
He's
ago.
Sitting. I'll be back later.
You asshole.
Fuck you guys. That's what you get.
Only because I didn't have a character.
So you just took mine?
Pretty much.
Like, how did I? Where did it go?
Oh my god.
He beat me to it. That's not fair.
I don't like it.
Can you put his mic on the porch?
I want to.
Porch mic.
That should be the title of your book. Come on.
It will be.
Can we go back and cut out where I did that joke and just ignore it? It never happened?
I mean, I guess.